horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'll Silver! Away!
He was just a funny little man who walked precariously on high-heeled boots, as though he might have spent a great deal more time in the saddle than on foot. But if you got close enough, you could see the stony chill of his pale blue eyes. And suddenly, you knew that this funny little man was Peaceful Parker, the deadliest town tamer on the frontier. Parker hadn't been in Deadwood 5 minutes before he realized that he was going to earn his money as United States Marshal. Walking down the main street, he turned in at the Four Deuces Cafe and slammed the door.
Take it easy on that door, stranger.
Hey, you make a lot of noise for a little guy, mister.
Listen, you gents. This place is closing up in 5 minutes. You got just time enough to cash your chips.
Make a lot of noise with your mouth, Shorty. You come in here looking for trouble?
Not me, big man. I never look for trouble. I spend most of my time looking for peace.
Yeah.
I reckon your name is Tabor, huh? Bronco Tabor?
What if it is?
Well, if it is, you gents got 4 minutes to cash your chips and clear out of here. If it is, then I got bad news for you.
You ain't big enough to be carrying bad news, Shorty.
Well, friend, let's see whether I am or not. The first place, you're under arrest.
What's that? Me under arrest on what charges?
Breaking the law, I reckon.
What law?
Shucks, now, that's a plumb foolish question, Tabor. You've been breaking them all, ain't you?
Just a minute, Shorty. Who are you? What's your name?
Name's Parker. Peaceful Parker. The next time you call me Shorty, I'm going to slap you plumb silly. Get going, you gents. This place is closed up till further notice.
Just a minute. I've heard about you, Parker, but you ain't got no call to start a ruckus in here.
Ain't starting no ruckus. I'm here to finish one.
You can't arrest me without a charge. What charge you got?
Expectorating on the sidewalk. Now, come on.
It was evening when Peaceful Parker arrived in Deadwood. Before midnight, the jail was full. And the little man had summoned old Toby Christian, who ran the general store.
Howdy, Marshal. You sent for me?
Yep. Sit down, Toby.
Now, looky here. Ain't nobody any gladder than me to see you come to Deadwood. But by jingo, I want you to know that I ain't no lawbreaker.
I know it. That's why I sent for you, Toby. Sit down, sit down. You see, my jailhouse here ain't big enough.
Huh?
There's a whole bunch of folks ain't never seen the inside of this jail. So you got to help me make room for them.
I don't get what you mean.
Me, I'm the law here. It's my job to round up these critters and fetch them into jail. You're going to be the judge and jury, Toby.
No, hold on there. I'm a businessman here, Parker. I can't be no judge and still keep my customers.
Either you be the judge or there won't be any customers. This town's going hog wild, Toby. It's time somebody got it straightened out.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Just as soon as these fellas that got locked up gets loose, they're going to get together and start scheming. That's when my job gets tough. Right now, they're just all surprised, trying to figure out what's happened.
What have I got to do as judge?
You just collect the money, Judge. Leave the rest up to me. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, you Jaspers want out of there? Well, now don't push. You can ease out that door one at a time and step up in front of the judge here.
Judge?
Here, you first. What's your name?
You see, Marshal?
Well, never mind. Ain't important. $10 fine. Disturbing the peace and breaking the law. Pay the judge.
Yes, sir.
Next. Come on, you fellas. Move lively. You there. $10 fine. Disturbing the peace and breaking the law. Pay the judge. Next. Oh. It's you, huh?
You're going at this in a mighty high-handed way, ain't you, Marshal?
Just so as we can keep everything peaceful, I'm satisfied, Mr. Taylor.
Well, here's my $10, Toby.
Not so fast there, Bronco. Your fine's $50.
What?
Don't be getting personal with the judge.
Listen, Parker. You've got a pretty high-powered reputation.
Yeah.
I've heard they call you the town tamer. Well, this ain't no ordinary town, Marshal. This is Deadwood. And I'm going to make it my business to see that you earn your money here.
Yeah, sure. Now run along before I have to fine you again for obstructing justice. Next!
Peaceful Parker had accomplished something of a miracle upon his arrival in Deadwood, but the boisterous frontier town chafed under the little man's authority, and resentment ran high. A few nights later, in a small room at the rear of the Four Deuces Cafe, Bronco Tabor was talking to a few of his henchmen.
Luke, have you still got that white horse out at your place?
Why?
Ever hear the masked man known as the Lone Ranger?
Don't tell me he's in this part of the country. Oh, that fella's bad medicine. Worse than Parker.
That's just what I mean, Luke. From here on out, you're going to be the Lone Ranger. That masked man's been seen several times just south of here. And if we can sick that marshal on his trail...
Yeah, but how?
Easy. We get Luke all dolled up like the Lone Ranger, pull off a few jobs, let people get a good look at the masked man. And then this fire-eating marshal goes a-gunning for him.
Sounds like a good idea. If it works.
It'll work. That Lone Ranger ain't afraid of nothing or nobody. And he won't run when the marshal starts gunning for him. Now, the sooner we get started, the better. If we play this thing right, we'll get rid of both the marshal and the Lone Ranger, and we'll clean up plenty besides.
Cash box in the mailbag and be quick about it.
You won't get away with this, mister. That mask don't fool me none. I know who you are.
Yeah? If you're so all-fired smart, who am I?
You're the Lone Ranger, that's who.
Throw down that stuff before I let you have it. Now get rolling. Clear out of here.
Get up! Get up, sir! Get up!
That gun, mister, or fill you full of daylight.
That mask. You're the Lone Ranger.
Never mind who I am. Hand over that cash and be careful.
No. I won't let you.
Never mind. I'll help myself.
We've got to get the Lone Ranger.
Now, you gents just rear back and calm down a minute.
You've been riding high, wide, and handsome around this town, Parker. This Lone Ranger fellow is getting away with murder.
That's right.
I say it's about time we had some action.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So you crave action, huh, mister?
That's what I said. Action.
Then hold your hat. Here it comes.
Hey, lay off of me. Stop it. What have I done?
You've been crying your brains out for action, and this is it. Now, is there anybody else around here wants action? Immediate?
They wasn't bragging when they said that you was dynamite, Peaceful.
You folks listen to me. The law's come to Deadwood. By the great horned toad, it's going to stay in Deadwood. Now, I'm going to have things peaceful here if I have to whip every last man in town.
Yeah? What you figuring to do about this Lone Ranger hombre, Marshal?
You let me worry about that masked man. If he's the fellow that's behind all these holdups...
If you say. Shucks, Marshal, a half a dozen different people have seen him. We know blame well he's a man behind all this deviltry.
What's all the rumpus about here?
Nothing much, Bronco. The Marshal was just explaining some things to one of the boys.
Seems to me the Marshal would be earning his money a lot better if he got out and rounded up that masked man.
I know my job in this town, Tabor. I know my place, too. My job right now is running the law here. Yours is keeping clear of the law. See to it that you do.
Sure, Marshal, sure.
Because the next time I close up that dive of yours, it's going to stay closed.
You won't have no complaints in my place from now on. Come on, Luke. Listen, we got to move fast. The Lone Ranger's around here close by.
What? You sure, boss?
I'm sure. That engine and the kid that travels with him are in town right this minute.
Well, why don't we get the Marshal to arrest him right now?
No, wait. Up yonder, up the street. That's a kid heading out of town. He's heading for the Lone Ranger's hideout, sure. Luke, get your horse and follow that kid. But don't let him see you.
Yeah. What about that engine?
I'll take care of him. Yeah, he's coming down the street right now. Get going, Luke. As soon as you find out where that Lone Ranger's camp is, get back to town as fast as you can.
All right, boss.
Hurry it up. Don't let that kid out of your sight. Reckon it won't be too much of a chore to handle this redskin. Hey, you dirty redskin, what's the idea of bumping into me like that? You think you own this sidewalk?
You not look where you walk.
So it's my fault, is it? You know what I got a good notion to do?
Tonto not look for trouble.
Tonto, eh? Is that your name, Tonto?
Me Tonto.
Well, that's just fine.
Hey there, partner! This one of them fellas you've been looking for. Hurry up here!
What you mean? Who looked for me?
United States Marshal, that's who. You and your pal, the masked man.
Hurry up, Marshal. I've got him.
Take hands off.
No, you don't.
You take hands away now. Off me.
Don't make a move, Redskin, or I'll sure have to slug you.
Here, stop that. What's going on here?
Feller here, him start fight. Hunter not want fight.
I tell you, this engine is the Lone Ranger's partner, Marshal.
You the engine rides with the Lone Ranger?
A masked man. Plenty good friend of Tonto. Why you ask?
If you're his partner, you know why. Boys, take this engine down to the jailhouse and lock him up.
I tell you, Parker, I spotted him the minute they got into town. When I seen that boy light out of town, I sent Luke to follow him. Hey, here comes Luke now.
Well, I just hope he found out something. There sure ain't no information to be got out of that redskin.
What'd you find out, Luke?
Come on, get a posse together, Marshal. I just found the Lone Ranger's camp.
All right. Where is it?
It's about 4 miles straight south, just after you get into the breaks. I followed that kid almost up to the place.
They round up a bunch of riders and get started for that camp right now.
Just a minute, Tabor. Since when are you heading the law around here?
Wait. What do you mean, Puggy?
I told you a while ago. You tend to your job, and I'll take care of mine. I don't need no help to handle this Lone Ranger hombre or anybody else.
You mean you're going after him alone?
That's just exactly what I mean. And I'm starting right now.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. From the tiny window of his jail cell at the end of the street, Tonto watched peaceful Parker, the marshal, mount his horse and ride straight south out of Deadwood. And from the snatches of excited comment that he could hear, the Indian knew that the lawman was heading for the camp where the Lone Ranger waited unsuspecting. A fierce light sprang into the Indian's black eyes as he pressed tightly against the bars and whistled sharply.
Scout! Come, feller, here! Good feller, Scout. You come closer. So me get saddle rope. Now, ho, Scout, ho, feller. Me get rope over saddle horn. There. Now, round bar. Once more, round bar. There. Now, Scout, you pull, feller. Pull. Pull hard, Scout. More, feller. More. You won't not break now. Scout, pull hard now. Now, try to get through. Wind up pretty fast. Room here. Here, Scout.
Hey, that Indian's bringing out of jail. Come on. Stop, you thieving varmint.
Get her up, Scout.
Riding with all the skill he possessed, the stalwart Indian raced his powerful horse across the stage flats toward the Lone Ranger's camp. In a few minutes, pulled the sweating animal to a stop in front of the masked man.
Oh! Oh, Scout! Oh, fella!
Tonto! Oh. What's wrong?
U.S. Marshal. Him come this way fast.
Marshal? I didn't know there was a lawman within 50 miles of Deadwood.
This fella, him Parker. Him say put Lone Ranger in jail.
Parker? I've heard of him. He has the reputation of being absolutely fearless. Very fast with a six gun.
Oh, me getting tight with Tabor fella. Tonto get in jailhouse. Break out. Ride plenty fast. Get here.
I wonder why the United States Marshal is after us, Tonto.
Oh, me not savvy. Fellas in town make much talk about put you in jailhouse.
Oh, golly. Why should anybody around here have anything against you?
I'm just as anxious to know the answer to that as you are, Dan.
Listen. Fella come.
Yes, and if Marshal Peaceful Parker is the kind of a man I think he is, he won't come sneaking up on us. He'll ride straight into camp and make his play.
What if he tries to take you to jail?
I'll do my best to change his mind. Dan, you get back out of sight. Hello, keep your eyes open. He might not be alone. Hello there.
Howdy. You act almost like you've been expecting company.
I have been.
Yeah? Who?
You. You are Peaceful Parker, aren't you?
Yeah. You're the Lone Ranger. Well, since you've been Hey, I thought I left you locked up in the jailhouse.
Tonto not like jail.
Well, you better learn to like it, Tonto. Because you're sure shooting going back.
On what charge, Marshal?
I ain't here to answer silly questions, masked man.
I'm not here to ask them. What charge?
The judge can tell you all about them things when we get to town. Now, you can suit yourself, mister. Whether you want to hand over them six guns and ride in peaceful.
I have no quarrel with you or the law. But if you want my guns, you'll have to either give me a good reason for turning them over or get them yourself.
Well, then, I reckon I'll get them myself.
Whenever you're ready.
Let the engine count three and draw.
All right. Otto?
One, two, three.
That marshal's been gone almost 2 hours.
Yeah. He's had time to go out to the masked man's camp and back a dozen times.
I still think we should have gone along. We could have seen to the job that it was done like we wanted
it. Just ain't smart. I'm willing to bet they fill each other full of lead by this time.
Besides, when the little cuss said he didn't want no company along, that's just what he meant.
Yeah. Well, don't be forgetting that Injun part of the Lone Rangers. He might have got out there just in time to help the masked man trim the marshal.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. That engine probably hightailed it out of here without thinking of nothing except his own neck.
Well, all this chin music ain't telling us what we want to know.
I agree with Bronco. Let's take a ride out toward them breaks in the south and see what's happened.
Personally, I don't like all this pussyfooting around with that tough marshal and that masked man. First place, how do we know they even had a fight?
We don't know. Come along, Luke. We'll find out pronto.
All right.
Where are you fellas heading for now?
It ain't none of your business, Judge. Since you're curious, you're riding out to see how your friend Parker made out with the masked man.
Yeah, and don't you forget, Toby. After that quick-triggered Parker gent leaves these parts, you better be ready to pay back all them fines you've been collecting from us.
Them fines has been paid. What's more, they're going to stay paid.
Why, you ornery old galoot, I got a good notion to...
Hey, save that for later. Come on, let's get going.
Yeah, but that old buzzard Toby Christian sure got a toning down coming. Later.
Yeah, get your horses.
Hey, wait, Bronco, look.
That's the kid. That's the kid that followed out the Lone Ranger's camp.
Something sure has been happening out there. You can bet on that.
Oh, hold it, hold it.
Hey there. What's the matter, kid?
Where's Mr. Christian? I've got to see him right away.
What do you want with old Christian, eh?
Hey, get away from that horse. Let go of the bridle.
You answer me, Cindy. What do you want with Toby?
You'd better let go.
You better answer my questions, you smart aleck.
Victor, get him, boy.
Get that kid. Catch him. Wait a minute, Tabor. We stood for a lot from you around here. But I don't reckon you better start picking on kids. You hunting for me, young fella?
Yeah. Just come from the Lone Ranger's camp.
Yeah? Well, what happened, son?
The marshal rode out there.
And what boy? Go ahead, don't be afraid to speak up. Ain't none of these buzzards gonna hurt you.
They had a gunfight.
Yeah? What happened, kid?
What do you think? They were both too fast.
You mean they killed each other off, kid?
You sound as though that's what you wanted to hear.
Where's Tonto, the Indian?
I don't know.
You see? I told you that pesky redskin lit out to save his own neck.
Dan, you better come along with me. And listen, if I hear of any one of you skunks so much as looking cross-eyed at this boy, I'll make it my business
to come on, you doddering old fool, before you fall down.
Well, boys, you're all invited over to the Four Deuces tonight. This thing calls for a real celebration. And the next time one of them biggity law dogs shows up here in Deadwood, we can tell him what happened to Peaceful Parker.
Come on, Dan. We've come pretty near having a decent town to live in for a spell. But now the marshal's gone, I reckon these buzzards will make the place wilder than ever before. You come stay with me until we figure out something.
Hey, Toby, you old walrus. Don't forget what I said about paying back them fines you collected.
I say let's give three cheers for good old Deadwood and Bronco Tabor.
You boys all having a good time?
Sure, why not? Ain't this the way this old Deadwood town's supposed to be?
You betcha. And this is the way we're going to keep it from now on.
That's right, Bronco. And if some of them old fools like old man Christian and some of them other dodos don't like it, let them go live some other place.
That's what I say. All right, come on, you fellas. Make this a real celebration. This party's on me. Hey, Luke. I want to see you and Jake in the back room.
Yeah?
Yeah. I reckon you know who I am. Come on. Come on in, boys. Well, boys, it looks like my idea worked out real well after all.
Yeah. A lot better than any of us thought.
Now, we divvy up that stuff, huh, Bronco?
That's right. And there's a nice little piece of change here for the three of us. I'll just dump her right out on the board here and split her three ways, huh?
That suits me fine, Bronco.
Sure. I've done all the work. It ought to suit you.
Well, we ain't going to argue about this, boy. Share and share alike. That's what we agreed on.
Sure. That's what we agreed on, Luke. Besides, we... Hey.
Things got mighty quiet out front all of a sudden.
Yeah. Maybe I better go tell the boys.
Well, Tabor, quite a pile of money for a fella running a cafe.
Puggy, we thought you...
You ain't never had brains enough to think. Here, Luke... Here's them duds you've been wearing the last few days around here.
What's in the bundle, Marshal?
In case you don't remember, it's an outfit like the Lone Ranger wears. Found it in your room a while ago.
The Lone Ranger? Didn't you put
no,
him up?
Tabor. I didn't. He showed me he was a better man than me with a six-gun. Blasted the gun right out of my hand. And then made me see some angles I hadn't thought of before.
Where is the masked man now?
Out front, with two guns covering this rat hole. And you can take my word for it, he knows how to handle them guns. In fact, he showed me such a good lesson, I figured I might come in here and pass it along to you fellas.
What do you mean, Puggy?
I told you this afternoon, Bronco, to be careful. Said the next time I closed your place, it was going to be for keeps, didn't I?
Yeah, sure you did.
Well, this is the next time, Bronco. You fellas feel like chipping in and helping the boss? Fill your hands whenever you're ready, gents.
Luke, get him!
Don't shoot! I give up!
My shoulder!
Yeah, hurts, don't it? Like that cashier you plugged, Luke.
Bronco,
Bronco's out of business, boys. Come on. You'll have plenty of time in jail to get over your bruises. Say, Toby Christian. Come on back here, Judge. Got some more money for you to collect. Hey, you better bring a sack. Hey, where'd that Lone Ranger gent go to? I wanted to talk to him.
He just stepped out the door, Marshal. I seen the kid in the engine out there a minute ago, like they might be waiting for him.
Well, I just wanted to shake hands with the only hombre that ever shaded Peaceful Parker on the draw.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.